Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. America was first introduced to the Mediterranean diet in the 1950s. But like many diets, its popularity yo-yoed over the years.
It's centered around vegetables, fruits, whole grains and nuts, and other seeds, as well as fish and extra virgin olive oil. Red meat and poultry, along with dairy and eggs, are sparingly used.
I wish I had stuck with this diet because a recent study confirms the diet lowers heart disease and cancer risk. What's new in this study suggests our gut microbiome is altered through the diet.
That's the collection of bacteria, fungi, and viruses in our intestinal tract, which influence our health, such as brain function, vitamin production, and immune system function. As this microbiome changes over time, it can impact our chances for disease.
The study looked at the gut microbiome of more than 600 people in five countries, ages 65 to 79. About half ate the Mediterranean diet, while the others did not change their diets.
After a year, scientists found those on the Mediterranean diet maintained better diversity in their microbiome, which usually decreases with age. They also had less inflammation and more bacteria associated with enhanced memory and brain health.
People even walked faster and had better hand strength. The results didn't vary in people between countries, regardless of their age or weight.
As we better understand the role of the microbiome in health, the ability to influence our gut through our food is becoming clearer.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.